now that we finally have a bill that's been passed and ready to go to the president, who will this act impact as far as financial records going online?
Well, Francis, it's going to impact members of Congress. It's going to impact political appointees, but also career employees in the executive branch who are at the SES level, SLs, STs, and also other highly compensated employees like those that work for the banking agencies or the Securities and Exchange Commission. If they make more than 20% of their base pay is more than 20% of the base pay of a GS-15 Step 1, they will be covered because they'll be required to file financial disclosure forms and report stock transactions. And eventually, after it appears about 18 months or so, all of that information is going to go online.
Now, members of Congress and political appointees have already been filing these disclosures. Is that correct?
Well, so have senior executives. They've been filing them as well. But the problem is that they haven't been publicly available easily. People have been able to file Freedom of Information Act requests. They've been able to jump through some hoops, and the information can be public. Now we're talking about putting it on a website where anybody can just go on the Internet and get it anytime they want. So it's making it much, much more accessible to the public, and that's a big problem.
That's the part of this that we were talking about in the newsroom today, Bill, that I imagine people would find terribly troubling. If I'm one of these folks, not only who has never filed this before, but now this information is going to go online, or say I'm in the SES and I've been doing this already, the likelihood that my neighbor would file a Freedom of Information Act request to get this information is probably not very high. The likelihood that if he knows he can just go on the web one night when he's surfing and find out this information, I bet that's probably pretty high.
I think that's right. That's exactly right. And I think that's the real problem. That's the real reason that the Senior Executives Association had an issue with the legislation. And we did send letters to the leaders in the Senate asking them not to take up the version of the legislation that was passed by the House of Representatives, which was expanded to include this reporting requirement for career employees.
Did you get any sense of why the House did that?
I don't really know. It's never been explained. I mean, you know, this legislation came out very, very quickly after a 60 Minutes story last fall, which contended that there was no oversight of members of Congress concerning their legislating about things where they had a personal interest. That's not really true because there are, you know, congressional reports that are filed, Office of Government Ethics reports, and they have been available on an annual basis. Now they're going to require these things. You know, you can get in trouble two ways. Not only do you lose your privacy, but if you fail to make a disclosure of a trade within 30 days of its occurrence, you can get into trouble for not making a proper disclosure. And sometimes people don't even know that disclosures are being made. So we're not even sure how this is going to work out, how people are going to, you know, it seems to be an enormous burden on the individual and on the federal agencies in processing these disclosures and advising their people of what they have to do and making sure everything happens. So I'm at a loss to understand how this legislation can really be workable.
Well, you actually anticipated my next question, which is who's going to run all this inside the agencies? Is this going to...
The folks at the Office of Government Ethics are really going to make sure it all happens. And, you know, they issued a report not long ago concerning this legislation. They weighed in, and, you know, they didn't oppose or approve of the legislation, but they did indicate the impact. And they felt that setting up this website, which is their responsibility to make sure it gets set up properly and the infrastructure's there, and running it and training all the agency people to run it would cost more than the Office of Government Ethics' current budget. So you're talking about a major issue, and you know what I don't understand is that Congress would pass this at a time of shrinking federal budgets and the whole idea that we have less government, not more, and it seems like, you know, this is just creating another layer of Big Brother when we already have a system where people file annual reports that are, you know, through some effort, are publicly available.
If I am one of the people that has not been covered by this before but is going to be covered by this, what should I start to collect to make sure that I'm going to be able to get this over with as quickly as possible? What kind of information should I be ready to provide?
Well, the people who are covered by the Stock Act are people who have been filing ethics reports all along. So, you know, not going to have anybody new covered. What you're going to have are people who are covered, as I understand it, who are now going to have additional reporting requirements and whose information will be publicly disclosed. And not only will their information be publicly disclosed, but their stock holdings, 401k accounts, TSP accounts of their spouses will be publicly disclosed.
It's pretty incredible, Bill. There's a whole lot of information there that I don't think people understand is going to be available on the Internet.
That's right. And, there, you know, you think about not only your neighbors snooping around, but, you know, what about your, you know, you work at DEA and drug warlords and people like that, terrorists or for people that serve overseas. You don't, you know, some real unintended consequences of making this information so readily available, and we have no idea how this is going to play out down the road. It just seems like a bad idea, and I'm amazed at the overwhelming support that members of Congress gave to this, both in the House and the Senate, in passing it. So I'm not sure I understand exactly what people were thinking. You know, it was introduced, it was on a fast track, never had a hearing, it never really had a chance for people to weigh in. I'm not sure how many groups opposed this. I know the Senior Executive Association wrote a pretty detailed letter making the same points we're making in this phone call to members of the Senate, encouraging them to narrow the applicability of the bill.
Is the only possibility to stop this to hope that President Obama won't sign it?
Oh, I think he's indicated his support for this. That's my instinct on it, that he probably will sign it. But that is the only hope. You're right. You're right, Ben, to say that he won't sign it, but he'll see that it was bad policy. But I think he will sign it.